Unit 8. Language Assistance Teachers. Listening 2. Ms. Lopez is a school social worker in Quito, Ecuador. She's talking with Ms. Jones, the mother of Susan and Mark.
Good morning, Ms. Jones. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Thank you for meeting me today. I'd like to talk about Susan and Mark. We are worried about them. They're falling behind in class.
Yes. They told us they don't understand their teachers. I think they're feeling frustrated.
That's understandable. I believe they didn't study Spanish until they came here. Is that right?
Ah, yes. My husband was transferred at very short notice. There was no time to begin language lessons beforehand.
I see. Is this your first time living abroad?
Yes, it is.
How have you settled in? Are you enjoying Quito?
Yes, it's great. Bigger and more crowded, but we're slowly getting used to it.
And Susan and Mark? How have they coped?
I think they're doing okay. They were certainly excited to come here. I guess not knowing the language has been difficult for them. Susan especially seems to be struggling to make friends.
Yes, her teacher mentioned she is usually alone during breaks.
I see.
I understand the children attend a special Spanish class after school.
Yes, that's right. They have Spanish class 3 nights a week. But it takes time to learn a new language. Even I'm struggling to learn the basics.
I understand. You're right. It does take a long time to learn a new language. Unfortunately, Mark and Susan need help now. How would you feel about them using a language assistance teacher?
That would be great. How would this work? The kids are in different classes.
Well, a language assistance teacher would come to the school 4 days a week. She would spend half a day with each child, helping them in their regular classes.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The language assistance program is funded by the city. If you could fill in this form, we'll get Susan and Mark enrolled.